Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, October 14, 2009, Paul McCartney is named Songwriter of the Year at the 29th Annual ASCAP Awards in London. The awards presentation honored songwriters and publishers of the most performed works in the U.S. during 2008. Other winners at the event include Phil Collins, who collected his 11th award for his hit In the Air Tonight. On this day in 2006, Freddie Fender, the Tex-Mex hitmaker known for such standards as Before the Next Teardrop Falls and Wasted Days and Wasted Nights, dies of complications from lung cancer at the age of 69. On this day in 2004, Eric Clapton thought he was on the Autobahn. He is suspended from driving in France after caught driving 134 miles per hour. Clapton is fined €750, and his UK license is confiscated. On this day in 1998, Def Leppard becomes the first artist of the rock era to sell 7 million copies of consecutive albums with Hysteria and Pyromania. On this day in 1977, Bing Crosby, who ventured to Madrid, Spain for a golfing trip, dies of a heart attack at the age of 76. On this day in 1972, Michael Jackson's song Ben from the movie of the same name reaches number one on the Billboard Hot 100. It's the third hit in a year for the 13-year-old singer. On this day in 1969, police in New Jersey issue a warrant for the arrest of Frank Sinatra based on alleged connections to the mafia. On this day in 1966, Grace Slick debuts as the lead singer of Jefferson Airplane. And on this day, October 14th, 1957, the song that is number one on Billboard is banned in Boston and several other markets. Why? What's the song? Who are the singers? The answers right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at DunnettInc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, October 14th, 1957, the song that is number one on Billboard is banned in Boston and several other markets. The idea that a boy would fall asleep with his girl at the movies was too much to bear for some radio stations. The following song may be disturbing to some. Parental discretion advised. Here are the Everly Brothers and Wake Up, Little Susie.
Your body.